Chapter 25. Reet stepped out of the muir to find Tran and the others still eating the breakfast Lyanna had cooked for them all.
"I could get used to this, sir," said Sergeant Tran.
He was clearly relishing the change from MREs and boiled Rupak meat.
"Having some females around wouldn't be such a terrible thing."
Reet laughed.
"You ever been married?"
"Negative.
Came close as a private, but never could find the right stripper."
That gave Reach a second bout of laughter.
"Well, word came in from command. We've got friendlies inbound. Dr. Roman in 2nd Platoon, 1st Squad. Doc wants his own eyes on whatever tech is still salvageable."
Tran looked thoughtful.
"Wouldn't be a bad thing, sir, if you don't mind me saying. He's a genius, right? Invented most of this stuff's what I hear. You heard the truth?"
Tran shrugged.
"Thought so. What do you need from me?"
"Get your troops ready.
Captain Bosa says it'll take an hour to get the next hauler in the air. I'll let Osei Creswell know what to expect so he can tell his people. Meanwhile, have your men set up a perimeter to protect the ship as it comes inbound. Just because Rupak hasn't used it yet doesn't mean they don't have something stashed that can take a hauler down."
"No problem, sir."
Tran called out to his squad.
"Denny's is closed, boys. Swallow the last of your grand slams and let's get to work."
Before going back inside the muir section, Reach took a quick opportunity to inspect the skin over the door. The buzzing creature from the night before was still on his mind, but there were no marks on the skin, no scratches, no punctures, no signs of anything. He rejoined the others inside. Osei Creswell and several other leaders from the colony were sitting in a circle on the floor. Reach retook his place in the circle.
"What happened?" asked Creswell.
"Nothing to be alarmed about. We have some people from Camp Ohio coming in. One of them is a doctor."
"Healer?"
"No, sir, not that kind of doctor. His name is Kenneth Roman. He's the man who invented most of this stuff."
Reach gestured at the remains of the muir.
"Dr. Roman,"
repeated a middle-aged man with black hair. Several others began chatting excitedly, and Creswell hushed them.
"Why is he coming here?"
asked the old man.
"He wants to see the remains of the ships. If you decide to come with us, we could use whatever tech we can salvage from them. I'm sure he'd like to meet your people as well. You are, after all, our descendants."
"This is true," Creswell said, nodding slowly. "Are they to come in by using the flying ship?"
"Yes."
The old man turned and spoke in his own tongue to one of the men sitting along the wall, a guard. The guard nodded and hurried from the pod.
"He will tell the others not to attack the flying ship," Creswell explained.
"Do you have a way of stopping a ship?" asked Reach. "Other than Brody?"
"We once used the measle when Rupik flights. They do not fly any longer because of measle. This was before my birth."
"Measle?" "Oh, missile," Reach nodded. "That's exactly the sort of thing Dr. Roman will want to see."
Creswell smiled proudly.
"Where does the council now sit regarding our proposal?" Reach asked. "Do you have any questions for me?"
The old man sighed.
"I am convinced much. They, not as much. Some fear what is not known. I fear less. I am close to dead. Old. They forget we are all close to die. Many do die from Rupik. All the times. They complain. They fear. I think they will agree."
It seemed odd to Reach that Osei Creswell would speak so openly of the negotiations right there in front of the others, but none of them looked to have taken offense.
"Well," said Reach, "if any of you need to ask me questions, directly or in private, I'm more than willing to answer."
"No, they understand. If they will not agree, we need to leave them."
"Leave them behind?"
"Yes, it is our way. We do not force others to do what they do not want to do. It does not matter if it will save them. They are fathers. They have children. They are responsible for their own. They understand.
Reet sighed. He respected the decision to allow people to choose for themselves. He also thought they were as good as dead if they stayed behind.
Do what you can, Osei.
Haul her in, Bam, Tran announced. They're landing now. No contacts. Everything looks clear out here.
Roger, Reach replied.
The upgraded ship was a basic hauler craft retrofitted with three rocket launchers, each with four tubes and a single hard-mounted machine gun. Reach backed out of the way as the ship stopped 100 feet above and slowly descended. The thrusters blew dry leaves and pebbles in all directions. Those who'd come to watch covered their faces and hurried away. The bird landed, its hatch dropped, and first squad poured out, Dr. Roman in the middle of them, smiling and looking around the camp in wonder. First squad remained in position until the ship was back in the air a few seconds later.
Hey there, sir. You order a pizza?
Reet smiled at Sergeant Stanga.
Welcome to the Muir in Longmire.
Like the others, Stanga seemed to be trying to look everywhere at once.
She's not much to look at, is she, sir?
Reet smiled.
No, she's really not. But the natives sure are, aren't they? Chimed in Private Dunn as a pretty woman walked by.
The young men laughed. Lieutenant Sherman walked over and shook Reach's hand.
Jared.
Reach nodded. How was the flight, Lieutenant?
Not bad. Bird's back up doing a scout patrol until I signal for backup. Captain wants us to bring back whatever high-priority items we can load. Where's Sergeant Tran?
Reach pointed the sergeant out, and Sherman was off. Dr. Roman stooped to inspect some long-ago damage done to the ship, an open-mouthed smile on his face. He reminded Reach of the old man from Jurassic Park, one of the few movies he'd seen. Stanga nodded at the scientist.
Bosa wants us to serve a security detail for Doc. Do we have free rein of the camp?
Almost, Reach answered. The pod over there is the commander's villa, Osei Crazewell. He's inside trying to convince the others to unite with us back at Camp Ohio. Don't disturb him unless there's an emergency.
Roger that, sir. Anything you need from us?
Keep your eyes and ears open. I don't think there's an immediate danger, but Rupak troops could be anywhere at any time.
What about the natives, sir? They safe?
Reach watched a group of Osei children hiding as they spied on the Rangers.
I don't think they're a threat to us, but with a population this large, who can say? Keep an eye on them, too.
Roger that.
As Stanga went to pass the word to his men, Roman stepped up beside Reach.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Reach shrugged.
This place is a mess, Doc. A lot of the Muir was lost in the crash. The Longmire was able to split most of its pods off before coming in hard, but most of those were damaged too.
I heard there's an intact AI. Brody, is that right?
Yes, Brody. He's around here somewhere.
Reach scanned the tree line.
He's not exactly in factory condition.
I'm not too concerned about it, Roman said, waving the comment away. Alexa is communicating with him. She'll figure him out. Any idea how many people are here?
Brody says 999.
The doctor looked puzzled. Reach gave a half smile.
Headman here in the town says close to 2,000. They're spread out all across the valley. Think of the crash site as downtown.
Roman frowned.
My projections expected more than that.
What have you seen? Does that number seem accurate?
I haven't actually seen anywhere near that many people, but we've stayed close to the ships.
So much doesn't yet make sense, Roman said, shaking his head. These people seem to be well fed, and yet on my flight in I saw no crops, no pens for housing livestock. You encountered Liana as she hunted. These people are hunter-gatherers. So why are they, well, not flourishing, but surviving much better than the Rupak we've encountered?
They're better shots than Rupak?
That's not hard to believe given our skirmishes. I think there's more to it than that. I think this colony was once much larger.
Reach raised an eyebrow, and Roman explained.
In the animal kingdom, if a population grows too large, nature has a way of correcting it. usually through a concentration of predators. Worms flourish in healthy soil, and so come moles, groundhogs. Coyotes come for them, and so on. Roman tapped his chin. So, what's been coming for these people? Other than Rupak? Reach shook his head. Doc, I don't think anything is coming for these people except those bastards. And even those trips don't end well. I've seen what Brody is capable of, trust me. No, perhaps not here, but out there, where they hunt, where they forage. Perhaps something is culling their numbers, thinning the herd. They're not a herd, Doc. They're our ancestry. Roman stopped and blinked several times as though he'd just been woken from a nap. Oh, no. Of course. They're people. Homo sapiens like us. I was only making the comparison, that's all.
Jarrett?
A soft voice called from behind. Reach turned and ushered Leanna forward. Leanna, you remember Dr. Roman? She nodded, but kept her distance. Leanna, Roman said softly, holding his hands out as he carefully approached. May I take a closer look at those scars? He touched his own face, as if tracing scars there. Leanna looked up at Reach, who gave her an encouraging nod. She approached the doctor. Roman carefully stroked the jagged line that ran from her jaw up to her hairline, just missing her right eye. This is what I mean, he said to Reach. See how the skin is shiny in these spots? That suggests tearing. Claws. She's lucky to have survived this injury. Doesn't prove it's anything but a bad encounter, Reach said. We ran into trouble with some wild beasts on the way in. They weren't bulletproof. You'll have to tell me more about that sometime. Roman examined Leanna's scar for another few seconds before gently stepping back and smiling. Thank you, Leanna. Thank you, she said, looking to Reach as if verifying she'd used the right words. You're welcome, he said.
You're welcome, she repeated.
Corporal Crazewell jogged up. Hey, sir, they want you back in the meeting room. I'll be right there. Dr. Roman, do you need anything further from me?
I'm quite sure I'll be fine. I have Sergeant Stanga and his men should anything come along.
Reach hurried back to the pod and took his place on the furs. One of the men who'd previously been sitting stoically next to Osei Crazewell was now up and pacing nervously. The rest split their attention between Reach and the old man.
We have decided, Crazewell announced. We will come with you. The people will not need much longer to prepare. But the way is danger.
Danger? Asked Reach.
Yes. There are many things what do kill. Many things. It is why we have not moved before. We stay here. We are most safe here. But sometimes we die.
Are you speaking about Rupak? Or are there some predatory animals we need to be aware of? The old man nodded.
All. Many. This man, Desan, has questions he wants to ask.
He pointed to the pacing man.
Please, tell him he can ask anything he wants. If I'm able to, I'll answer.
The two spoke for a few seconds, then the old man turned back to Reach.
He is embarrassed at how he speaks in Brody. I say for him. He wants to know what we will live in.
For now, we would have you stay here under our protection. But in time, we would like to move you to Camp Ohio. We're constructing buildings there for everyone to have room.
What of night?
What do you mean?
Do you have many of the Saraka in Camp Ohio?
He pointed to the skin covering the hatchway. Reach thought of the scratching he'd heard the night before. As far as he knew, there was nothing bothering the men at Camp Ohio at night, but then the camp was lit up like a Christmas tree. Leanna stepped inside and sat next to him. Not that I have seen, Reach explained, but our buildings are of solid construction. They're safe.
This caused some discussion among the group, but Reach's mind was on whatever this Soraka was.
Tell me, what is Soraka? Why does it worry you?
Very dangerous, said Osei Crazewell. Big time. You must not be bite from them. You will no longer be yourself.
Reach's heart skipped a beat.
What do you mean?
The old man looked thoughtful.
I do not probably have the words for this, but Brody is not here. I will try. The Soraka make a confusion. Fever. Pain. Sometimes die. But also dead Soraka make powerful,
He paused, searching for the right word.
Juju. To drink. Drink and lose fear. Lose pain. No fear, nothing. Nothing. Rupik drink sometimes before attack.
Reach thought about the way the Rupak soldiers advanced into oncoming fire without fear.
Well, they haven't been a problem at Camp Ohio, Reach said. We didn't know to watch for them either. We will now.
Osei Crazewell and the others spoke for a couple more minutes. Whatever the old man said, it seemed to calm their agitation. Several others spoke as well. Then all their eyes settled on their leader. Osei Crazewell stood up, looking taller and prouder than Reach had seen him before.
We are prepared to become one with your people.